We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and hello. Welcome to the program, which is as famous for its wit as Sheffield is for scuba diving. If you're listening to this in stereo, let me tell you that over there are Barry Cryle and Graham Garden. And over there are Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton. They're going to play various tortuous games, which I shall mark with my customary random precision. First round this week is called, paradoxically, or perhaps prophetically, Last Episode. In this round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music, and I shall award points, as I always do. Tim Brooke Taylor, you're going to be the first one, and I'm going to ask you to put the finishing line for all time to canon.
Mr. Cannon, you're fired.
Barry Cryer, your finishing line is for Tomorrow's World.
Good evening. This is the first time we've had a laser beam in the studio.
Willie Rushton, here's your series for you to finish off in one line. Kojak.
God, this boiled egg tastes revolting.
Graham Garden, this one's right up your street. I'd like you to put the finishing line to It's a Knockout.
Ah, oh, there we are, the it's a little bit different this week. I believe it. These lads can get up quite a bit of speed in these steamrollers.
Yeah. Right. Here's where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program, as you all know, in order to give the teams time to think of the silly names for people arriving at the school teacher's ball. School teacher's ball. And incidentally, those of you at home can join in this game by thinking up your own silly names to almost anything you like. And we go on to another round now, which is called Censored Songs. I'm going to ask each of you to sing a song, and during the song it'll be your task to censor, by means of a buzzer, any words which you consider will outrage public decency. And I'm going to give you the words of your song. Tim Brooke Taylor, if you'd like to have the words of your song. And your song is full of potential. If I Had a Hammer.
I'd in the morning, I'd in the evening, all over this land, I'd out of danger, I'd out of warning, I'd out love between all of my brothers, all over this land.
I don't know about all over this land. Anyway, Barry, you take up your next song, which I've got here for you. Barry's song is I Feel Pretty.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty...
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't tonight. Oh, dear.
Now, that puts your team slightly in the lead. And we go now to Willie Rushton. Here's your words, Willie, and there to the song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Where's my buzzer? He groped.
Stop groping, Willie.
Here I stand with in hand. Turn my to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling too. Everywhere people stare, each and every day, I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your hey, you've got to your love away.
And Willie's put his team in the lead now. Now, Graham, to put your team in the lead again, here's your song. And yours is Singing in the Rain.
I'm in the rain. Yes, in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm again. I'm laughing at clouds so up, up in my, and I'm ready for.
And having put your team in the lead, that means that your team's in the lead. And we go on to a round which we call Sound Charades. One team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean. Rather like yesterday in Parliament. The audience selected... The audience are let into the secret and can help, although it has to be said in all fairness, if our experience of previous series is anything to go by, that they very rarely do. But they can help by applauding when they're getting warmer. That's not them, that's the team. And doing the other thing when they're not. That's not the team, that's them. Right. Graham and Barry, you're going to do your charade first, and Tim and Willie have got to guess what it is.
Graham and Barry's charade is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And our audience here has been shown it on a board, and you at home should have heard it from the mystery voice, who incidentally will remain a mystery up to the end of and beyond the end of the series. Graham and Barry, is this a film book or what?
A book and a film. Now then, I suppose you realise that these... Death certificate for the firing squad must be filled out in duplicate. Yes, I do. That's very important. Yeah, yeah. That's the end of it.
Four words.
Duplicate. Duplicate two.
What do you say? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Now, yes, don't do. Forget that, because it's terribly vital to mislead you with.
Four words. Book and a film. Death certificate. Filled out in duplicate.
Murder in the cathedral.
So near. So near.
Two ways to die slowly. That's more than... No.
Don't forget, yes, I do. I don't want to help you too much.
Death certificate.
Double. Duplicate. Duplicate. Is that helpful, duplicate? Two?
Yes.
Two nights of the zombie.
If the audience applauds now, it's not that they're getting warm, but they might get warm. Is that better?
Two
coins in a fountain. It's deflation.
No. If
death, dead.
No, I wouldn't bark too
corpse.
Much up that particular tree.
Tree?
Firing squad.
Shot yeah. in the dark.
Bang, no. Shot.
Shot.
Don't forget, yes, I do.
Willie, I think that bit of applause
if we
for
wrote,
you.
If we wrote shot, the answer
shot,
on a piece
shotty,
of paper.
Shotty, shotty, bang, bang.
Ah! You're in league with the devil, sir.
Would you like to explain to them your
certificate?
Yes, Chitty.
Chitty.
After Shotty, I didn't want to try it.
I like it.
Bang, bang, we don't know quite how that fitted in.
Tim and Willie, it's your turn to do a charade and the other two to guess. And the audience here will be shown yours on a board now.
Dirty. Well, she thinks so. Yes, yes.
And Tim and Willie's charade is Royal Flash. Royal Flash.
It's right. A book, film, or a what?
So it's a book and a film, and it's two words. Mm. And we're doing both words in our little charade all at one time, we think.
Oh, get you.
Aha, meine Liebchen, cop this.
Oh, Albert, we are not amused.
Well, it's to do with William and Mary, it's so easy.
It's not William, Mary, Bob and Alice, no.
Victoria.
I don't have a shot in the dark. If it's what I think it is, you should be ashamed of yourself. It is, in fact, Royal Flash.
Well done.
It's graceful.
Very good. Very good. Graham and Barry, over to you again. You must hurry this along. We're getting near to the end of the week. The audience is being shown yours, and the mystery voice is telling everybody at home.
And this charade for Graham and Barry is 20 questions. 20 questions.
That's not dirty or funny, that one, is it?
And what is yours? A book or what?
Oh, that's awfully...
good as a question, huh?
Yes, it's a radio show.
It's a programme.
Right.
What is your name?
How old are you?
What is your favourite colour?
What do you like for breakfast?
What height are you?
What weight are you?
Are those your own legs?
The name of your favourite male vocalist.
Who wrote Die Fledermaus?
How high is Big Ben?
How low is Monty Modlin?
How low can you get?
Who is Sylvia?
What is she?
Where was Rembrandt born?
What are the dates of Queen Anne?
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
Where will the baby's dimple be?
Why does my heart go boom?
And what is the name of this programme?
Due to sensible editing, it's 15 questions.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Tim and Willie, you've got one more to go.
Three quarters right.
The audience is being shown Tim and Willie's now.
And Tim and Willie's charade is port noise complaint. Port noise complaint.
Book, film, play, what?
It's a book, and there is a film as well, which is hard to believe, but there is. Two words, which we're going to do both at once.
Shut up, we're trying to get some sleep down here.
They can see we're getting warm.
It's a book and there was a film, believe it or not.
Yes.
That's a good clue.
Siren.
Start guessing.
Sorry, I'm... yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? QE2 over Peckham.
Dangerously close.
Yes.
Fawn. Sleepers wake. Sleep disturbed. Rude neighbours.
Siren's not in it, is it? No.
No. It was more of a...
drone.
QE2 was close.
Yeah, that's Liner. Close.
It's a terrible pun, I tell you.
Ship.
What isn't?
Pardon? Ship.
Oh, ship?
Ship. Boat. Vessel.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Boat. Fog. No.
Siren. Fog.
What was I doing?
You were shouting rather rudely, I thought, at Willie, who was playing the game.
It's two words.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You're right there. Yes.
Two words.
Yeah.
If you can get a clap for two words, you're struggling. Thank you.
If you can get the location, Barry, if you can get the location of that first sound, then you're on the way.
Do you want us to do it again?
Plymouth?
Yeah, do it again. Well, don't be
Harbour.
So specific.
Harbour was good. It's getting better.
Yes. Port. Port. Port.
Shut up, shut up. We're trying to get some sleep. I'm going to...
Port noise complaint.
Well done, Barry. That'll sound quite bright when they've cut out half an hour.
I don't remember saying that. Port noise complaint.
We go on now to the game, which is called Word for Word. In this round, you're going to have difficulty in believing this, but one of the members of a team says a word, and his partner must say another word. Oh, sorry, another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. I shall give them the first word. The other team can challenge and try and prove a connection between the words. All right? We'll start with Willie Rushton now, and will you start from the word faggot?
Newspaper.
Dustbin.
Microphone.
Dog basket.
Tooth.
There's a challenge from Graham Garden.
Yeah, dog basket and tooth. There is, in fact, a basket tooth check used in suits, similar to dog tooth check.
We surrender.
Which is...
We'll talk.
It's worn by Alan Wicker.
Do you want to challenge that challenge?
No, we hoped you wouldn't notice that.
I don't think there is a connection.
Dead giveaway. No, it's dog basket and tooth, dog tooth.
Hans tooth check or dog...
Basket tooth.
What we'll do is we'll play a let.
All right.
Barry, I'm going to give you a word now. Laurel.
Theodolite. Artichoke. Boot.
Prism.
Parting.
Confuse.
Nose.
Edna.
Trivet.
Challenge from Willie Rushton.
Well known, Edna is, for her amazing organ. Nostri.
Known as Mount Edna.
Edna. Edna, nosy Edna, they call her. Edna the nose. Same nose in any pub round here. And
I'll
say,
give you that.
Edna. Edna's the one you're looking for. Edna.
Edna.
I'll give you that. I don't know why, but I'll give it to you.
Yes.
All right.
Tim, will you start it off again now with Hardy?
Toxoplasmosis.
Warthog.
Brandy.
Ketchup.
Well, Randy Ketchup.
Challenge there from Barry.
I didn't know we were allowed to mention trade names and brand names on this
very
program.
Clever.
Randy Ketchup. I mean, that is the... You know, I mean, I'm embarrassed mentioning it. Randy Ketchup in every restaurant, you know. Put it on the table, have fun with your friends. Everybody knows this. It's known.
We didn't say Randy.
What did you say?
Brandy.
That's all right, Brandy.
Yeah, that's all right. There is, that's
ketchup.
All right.
Yes, Brandy. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Barry, as you've been talking for the last 10 minutes, you might as well carry on. Thatcher.
Quilt.
Pen.
Boat.
Blue.
Seam.
Round.
Zip.
Ammunition.
Furrow.
Dart.
Sky.
Let him go on a bit, I
Sadist.
Masochist.
No.
Gosh, it was an old trick I learnt in the jungle.
There's been a lot of talk.
As the score's now delicately poised, we'll have another round of that from... We're starting with Willie Rushton. Will you start with crumpet?
Pantaloon.
Microphone.
Lighter.
Glasses.
Clock.
Railing.
Giraffe.
Trumpeter.
Grotesquery.
Exit.
Shooting stick.
Curtain.
Cumulus.
Audience.
Weatherman.
Tooth.
Trouser press.
Bucket.
Eyelash.
Soot.
Elbow.
Twinge.
Geranium.
Boat.
Newspaper.
Knicker elastic.
Chin.
Fetish.
Oh, that's very
chin
difficult.
Fetish. Need I say more? Chin fetish.
Yes.
Not in this company.
Tommy Trinder, Bruce Forsyth. I won't
pictures
mention
on the wall.
Names. I won't name these guilty men, but
I'll accept
it's
that,
a
Barry.
Known thing.
I'll accept that for no better reason than that I'm already in the middle of the next round. Which takes its starting point from the poverty of the international film industry. For economic reasons, new films will have to be remakes of pairs of old films. And I want to hear the resulting titles from you each in turn, and I'll award points for almost anything. We'll start now with Tim Brooke Taylor.
Oh, no. All right. the international film industry is panicking and producing two blockbusters for the price of one. The Magnificent Seven and The Dirty Dozen are being remade as The Magnificently Dirty 19.
Barry.
You will remember, of course, Barefoot in the Park. And the Elizabeth Taylor film, sadly underrated, Boom. These will be reissued combined as Bear Boom. And I'll be back later on.
Oh, no, one. You won't.
Right, Willie.
They balked at Snow White and the Ten Commandments, but they thought they could remake Lawrence of Arabia, mingle it with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and come up with the Seven Pillars of Norman Wisdom.
Graham,
or not.
Graham Dunn.
Yes, in triplicate now, adding a touch of gritty northern realism to the field of space westerns. They're going to combine Room at the Top, Barbarella, and Custer's Last Stand, and get Rhubarb and Custer's.
I seem to have forgotten to award any marks for the last two or three rounds.
Not
so
satisfied with that.
Has anybody got any
not
more?
Not satisfied with that. They're also going to combine Emmanuel and Easy Rider to produce Emmanuel of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Clean sweep. Clean sweep.
There's a wonderful Australian drama coming up based on Hell is a City and the Incredible Shrinking Man. It's going to be called A Town Like Rolf Harris.
So there we are. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the pocket computer on which I keep the score has succumbed to the fact that the teams have done so well this week by bursting into flames. So we start from scratch at this point, which is where I go home so that I can miss, if I'm lucky, your announcements of the arrivals at the school teacher's ball. Who's going to open? Because I'm going home anyway.
Mr. and Mrs. Boys and their son, Boswell B. Boys.
Boswell. Oh. Mr. and Mrs. Bus and their rather oblique daughter, Rom. And all the way from Liverpool, their singing daughter, Scylla Bus. Rom Bus being a reference to an oblique angled. I shall fade away.
Yeah, as the school buses.
Will you welcome, please?
Yes, certainly.
A well-educated family, Mr. and Mrs. O-Levels. And their son, Fifo Levels.
Please, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Chair and their naughty son, who is a caned bottom chair. Put on your rose-coloured glasses, please, and welcome Mr. and Mrs. Inners and their daughter, Frieda Inners.
Three dinners.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Nometry and their horse Trigger Nometry.
You swine. Mr. and Mrs. Brar and their son Algie and his German grandma.
Good. All the way from sunny Greece, Mr. and Mrs. Beta Gamma Delta at Silent Zeta Eta Theta. And their son, Alfie Beta Gamma Delta at Silent Zeta Eta Theta.
Mr. and Mrs. Nastic display in the playground at 3. And their son, Jim Nastic display in the playground at 3. Not to mention, I wish I had.
Not to mention.
Mr. and Mrs. Tation and their son Dick.
Mr. and Mrs. Mattox. And their daughter Martha.
And who's this brushing their way through the bead curtain? Mr. and Mrs. Tron's a bit of a goer. And their lovely daughter, May Tron's a bit of a goer. That's based on research.
Pray silence, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Holliday in aid of the Queen's... Not in aid, in support of the Queen's birthday. Oh, dear. And their son, Arthur Holliday.
From the military sector, will you line up in rank to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Education and their son, Private Education, and his friend, Corporal Punishment. And, of course, also from the military, Mr. and Mrs. Kate of Education, and their highly decorated cousin, General Sir Tiffy, Kate of Education.
At this point, ladies and gentlemen, with Sid and Dorothy well in the lead...
In the corner, sharing a joke with them, Mr. and Mrs. Demichels and their West Country clarinet-playing son, Acker Demichels.
Sid and Dorothy, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, were the winners this week. Are two people who, in response to my invitation, have been playing the games at home.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
And all that remains for me to do now is to say we shall be back again next week. So we'll see you then. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Simon Brett.